Okay, so this evening's a special evening, full moon, Asala Puja. It's the day the Buddha gave his first instructions to his disciples. It's an opportunity for us to, of course, we've done just chanted the discourse, setting, rolling the wheel of Dhamma, and we have the opportunity to sit quietly now, use the meditation as a time to set rolling our own wheel of Dhamma in the heart. The Buddha passed away 2,500 years ago, and and gave the all the teachings that are needed to give us the tools to establish ourselves in Dhamma, in truth. And it's not far away, this body, this mind, each in-breath, each out-breath. So to take the opportunity to establish awareness with the in and out breathing, relax the body, let the mind settle, and let the various obsessions, irritations, complications of the mind drop away. And give the opportunity to this quality of being the one who knows, having that inner quality of the Buddha within the heart. And it's very simple, very straightforward. As one breathes in, knowing clearly. As one breathes out, knowing clearly. Knowing the in-breath, knowing the out-breath. Using that as a foundation, as a base of clarity and stillness. And we easily get swept up and caught in our movement of the mind, activity, or acquiesce to the cloud of dullness that easily comes. Especially on hot days like this, a special effort needs to be made to lift the heart, lift the awareness, lift attention up to the breath, anchoring attention in the body, allowing the mind to settle, allowing the heart to settle. I think of Ajahn Chah, the image he gives of how most of us a deal with our minds. This is like taking a stick and poking a red ant's nest and then wondering why we keep getting bitten by ants. So that being willing to let things settle, let things drop away, let awareness shine forth, let that quality of being, the one who knows, stand clearly.